Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And, again, freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. Going right to your phone calls, to the fun. Let's talk to Jared in Michigan on the Amp Lines. Hello, Jared.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Been listening to you guys for quite a long time now. I've had two quick things for you.
Okay.
One, you guys brought up Michael Savage, I think it was last week or whatever, and I laughed because actually Savage's show and you guys are pretty much the only talk radio shows I really listen to anymore.
Wow.
And the reason, well, I mean, you guys are very different, but I would say I agree with both shows 80% of the time, you know, on different things, obviously.
Okay. So
where's the overlap is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, like I've never heard that. I'm stupefied. I would have assumed that Free Talk Live was the opposite of Savage. And by that, I mean that you just couldn't agree with the both of us on 80% of the issues.
Uh-oh. Tell you what, he's on a bad cell. We're going to put him on hold, and we'll come back to it. I don't know. I've never really listened to the guy's show, Michael Savage. He's kind of the king of the nighttime radio world.
Sure is.
I have.
I've gotten some. When I was listening, I used to listen to a lot of talk radio when I was driving back and forth to work in L.A., and occasionally I'd get interested enough to listen to some more once I got inside or something, and occasionally he'd just be on. There's a station I listened to that had all the basic popular talk radio people, and I would listen to all of them, and occasionally he was on. I'd get very frustrated, but I'd listen to it. And
yeah, I just don't know enough about the guy. I know that he's got some sort of an obsession with stopping immigration.
Language, culture, and borders.
Yeah, that's like his big thing, and that's a huge point of disagreement. I don't know, maybe he positions himself as a small government guy on a bunch of issues.
I'd say he does.
A lot of talk show hosts claim that, but I don't know if I really believe them. 1-800-259.
You don't want small government if you want to stop try to stop people from coming into this country illegally.
Exactly. Well, the ultra-conservative talk is all about, you know, we need to shrink government, shrink government, shrink government.
Except.
And the one areas, that the few areas they don't want to shrink it are the areas where it's ginormous.
Yep.
And then that's where most of the money is going to.
I don't know that, okay, so that's not true. The two largest areas of cost in the government are Social Security and Medicare. Now, these are what they call entitlements. They're not the discretionary spending. The military's in the discretionary spending category. And when you see the charts, and I'm sure you've seen them, where the military is half of the budget, it's half of the discretionary budget because there is no discretion regarding Medicare, Medicaid. I don't know about Medicaid. I can't speak on Medicaid. Medicare and Social Security. Those are separate line items on your paycheck, and they're separate line items on the federal government's budget. If you were to slash those two things, get rid of those two things, then you would see a tremendous decrease in the amount of taxation on Americans.
Well, I think we brought this up before. The problem with that is, and I think Medicare, you probably got a good point there. There's a lot of money spent on Medicare, and it's like sort of unavoidable, unless they change, you know, some drastic things. But the thing about Social Security is they've raided it. It's gone. You know,
yeah.
So they're spending that on other things. What? Probably discretionary stuff. So
yeah,
I still think like that's, you know, if they raise taxes, it'll be because they spent all Social Security on the military. So whereas like if they hadn't raided it, then it might not be in trouble. It might be still be, you know, and I'm not for entitlement programs, including Social Security, obviously. But I just find the big problem is that they just went and spent it, and now they're trying to they're replenishing it with.
Well,
They're paying Social Security with taxes now. So
agreed. The government took a faulty program, a Ponzi scheme called Social Security, and they kicked it in its crotch and made it so that it really couldn't succeed by taking all the money out of it. I'll agree with you on that. That doesn't change the fact that Social Security is a tremendously large part of the taxation that occurs on Americans today.
How about the military?
I call it the poor tax.
Did you not listen to what I said?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
We just had a fairly elaborate conversation. Yeah, but the
I was Social Security and Medicare, and I didn't
Social Security and Medicare, much larger, you know, segments of the taxation rolls than the military.
Larger?
Yes, the military. When you see those things where the military is half of the budget, it's half of the discretionary budget. Social Security and Medicare do not fit into the discretionary budget. Those are entitlement programs,
and
you're entitled
saying
to it.
It is a huge. The thing is about Social Security is I call it the poor tax. Because they have you have this graduated income tax, which is supposed to hit rich people more than poor people, and it's a ridiculous communist construction.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you know, everyone who thinks that, you know, Democrats are all for poor people and everything, they need to realize that Social Security caps off at a certain income. So it's actually,
I don't know what it is, but
it's actually a tax on poor people. To rich people, it caps off and they stop paying.
I think it caps off at $150,000. Please check on this. People, don't take my word for it. But if it caps off at $150,000, what that means is if you make more than $150,000, you're not paying any Social Security on that. So it's only the people, only the money that's made for you and your paycheck below $150,000 a year that's paid. So rich people don't pay that much more than poor people on Social Security.
Mm-hmm. And whereas you can be really poor and not pay any taxes because you're below a certain bracket. I don't care how poor, dirt poor you are. You're making $3,000 a year. They're taking almost 15% out for Social Security.
Right.
And some of it's coming from your employer, but that's still your money. It's your money. It's just hidden from you in a weird way.
It's money that's been allocated to be paid because they're employing you.
That's the cost of hiring you, and when someone's figuring out their budget for hiring, when they could offer you X amount of money to keep you to get you to come to their company instead of another company, that's part of that budget, and they're paying into that instead of giving it to you.
I think we've actually got Jared back here. He had a bad cell earlier, and he's back in Michigan. Jared, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. Yeah, so like I was saying, you know, I started out very similar to Mark, back in the day, Republicans great, Democrats bad, and I've worked my way over. I'm not quite where you guys are. I still consider myself a Ron Paul-style person.
I love the way you said that. I'll mention it when you're done. Sorry.
Sure. But the thing about Savage is he's not like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. I mean, I cannot take those guys. Anything a Republican does is great, and every war is great, and I just can't stomach that. You know, maybe when I was a teenager I could. I can't stomach that no more. So, you know, Savage is very different from you guys.
Are you saying he's anti-war?
He questions Afghanistan a lot. I'm not saying he's anti-war, but he's very quick to say, what is the point? He points out he thinks it has to do with, you know, contracts and things like that and the military-industrial complex. So there's a little bit of independent thought going on up there.
He has independent thought. I have heard him say on the air that he's interested in seeing the Middle East bombed to glass.
Oh, boy.
That's a quote. But
that's pretty warmongering.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but if he's willing to question this war, I'm willing to take my friends where I can get them.
It's a step in the right direction, right, exactly. Plus, I do find him very funny, the way he tells stories from his childhood, just things like that. I mean, it is entertainment at the end of the day.
He's a great storyteller. I'll agree with you on that. I don't think anybody is as good a storyteller as Glenn Beck, personally. I think that guy's the most talented thing on the radio.
But the blackboard and the crying, I mean, I can't. I just can't.
All right, so what else are you calling about tonight, Jared?
Oh, the other thing is, you guys asked a while ago about, like, you know, how to get law enforcement as far as aggression and things like that, how to reduce it. I've been in law enforcement for about 6 years, maybe a little more now. And honestly, I don't like a lot of the things that do go on. But the greatest things are what people do. They got video cameras, things like that. Imagine the things that people get caught with, you know, that they get caught doing today, they would not have been caught doing in 1980 or 1990.
True.
So, I mean, it's moving in the right direction. I think keep doing that stuff. I find one of the other things, too, is contrary to what a lot of people think, open carry is legal in many, many, many states. And it tends to, people who tend to do things like that, they tend to not be willing to give up ID and things like that, you know, unless there's cause. And it starts to push things in the right way, you know, where a lot of people would just, you know, oh, I'll do whatever they say. I'll show you ID because you just passed. You know, I think things like that. Like, you'll find cops in New Hampshire are much more friendly than cops in Mass. Now, I grew up in, that part of the world. I lived in New England for about 24 years. So, and I can tell you, there's a huge difference between the cops.
I believe that to be the case. And thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Joe.
Hey, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll mention something about what he said.
All right, we'll come back with that here. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Unfortunately, a federal judge has said there is no First Amendment right to record the cops. We'll tell you a little bit more about that here in a bit, and also take your calls about anything you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there completely free. We've got listening options, live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions around the clock. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Plus, If you can't tune into the streams, you can always use your phone. You can dial in from any phone that can call long distance to our listen lines. In addition, there's our webcam, our free-to-air satellite feed, as well as 90 wonderful radio stations across the country that air the show at various different times. You can go and learn more and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI, the longest sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Principal over there, Jason Osborne, huge advocate for liberty. They can take care of your early out billing, your collections, and they'll even purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are training in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. So you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so Dale, I know that you had an extra comment that you wanted to make regarding Jared's call a few moments ago.
Yeah, I think I've heard this before, and it always amuses me a little bit. He said something along the lines of, "I'm not quite where you are, where you guys are yet." You know, mm-hmm. And he didn't agree with us completely. He said 80% or something.
Right,
not quite where you are yet.
He moved in our direction.
He made the implication. The implication sounded like it's an inevitability. Like, well, I'm going to get there, but I'm not there yet. Like, I just can't quite agree with you, but I know I'm going to get there. Which is just kind of I don't think that's what he meant, obviously, but it just comes across that way. It was kind of funny.
I've heard the saying that, you know, what's the difference between a libertarian and voluntarist? About 6 years.
Yeah.
Some people can move a little faster along that particular path, and especially now with the internet making it even easier than before to share information.
It's an old saying.
Right? So your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. Dial in toll-free here as we continue. And for those that don't know, a voluntarist is somebody who believes that all human interaction should be on a consensual basis. And that is the most moral viewpoint. It's also a very practical viewpoint as well. So it makes sense that people would see that as something they want to work towards and want to understand better.
You know, I don't think it's not going out on a limb, really. If you, you know, when by saying that, what you mean is that government can't use force to implement what it wants, and that in the sense that, you know, it can't enforce drug laws and things like that. It also has some murky areas that, you know, are kind of scary for folks, and I can certainly understand that. You know, my embracement of the ideas of voluntarism don't really have to do with today. They really have to do with the future. I believe that, you know, in this world, we're moving towards more freedom. Over the last year, this world has seen actually less freedom. There was just an article on that last week. But, you know, I think we're moving in the aggregate towards more freedom. People want customer service. They're getting communications getting better all the time. And I think we're moving towards an area in time when people will have not, you know, no government, but governments that they choose. And once you can choose a government for yourself, then you can pick a different one and things like that. It moves it into the realm of voluntary.
Let's go to your calls and talk to Ray in Washington. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hi, guys. Ray here.
Hey, Ray. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, the other night, I got two things, but the other night when you were talking to about Mama Allie and the situation that she was going through, let me just give you some advice, hopefully to her if she's listening, of my many, many years in business, over 33 years in business, and I built product and I sold product to the customer. Sometimes you have a bad customer, and there's just no dealing around it.
Sometimes the customer is not right.
Is not right, and I've had to throw people out of my establishment. I've told cops to leave. I mean, they were just bad. They were not going to be good customers. You know, you give them a price, and they say, well, you said something else, and I've just seen bad customers, and I think what she has on her hand is what I consider a bad customer. As far as I could tell from what I was listening to, this person didn't even buy anything, did she?
Well, we have the opportunity to.
Yeah, what you're referring to is a conflict we got into detail on a couple nights ago, wherein somebody was going to purchase something, perhaps, from Mama Allie and her last biscuit stand at the Pork Fest. And she was scared off because one of her coworkers yelled at her because her dog was getting too close to their dogs and was creating a very loud situation and possibly a dangerous situation. And so that resulted in some hard feelings by what was a potential customer in that case.
So as many people as this person can turn against her are going to turn against her, okay? Mm-hmm. But the people who like her food, like her, and like the business she's done are going to be loyal customers, like the customers that I had over the years. And believe me, I built a multi-million dollar business, and I just pushed them aside. I let them just go away. I don't care. Say what you want. Let my product speak for itself, and I was very successful. So I think if she takes that on, just don't worry about it. You know,
I don't think she was worried about it, but
no,
she.
I don't think she was either.
I think she, you know, was as guilty as the other side of escalating the conflict. And really, that's what we wanted to point out, was that escalation does not help things. It doesn't make things better. And she is involved in a community of people that is a little more close knit than your average business serving the public. So it,
and you're not going to win them all.
No, that's true. That's true. There's no doubt about that. You just have to move on sometimes. You're right.
Now, in Social Security, okay, when you look at the amount of money that the government brings in, which is over $2 trillion that they actually bring in before they borrow another trillion and a half that they don't really have, okay, when you look at the pie of money going into the government, 42% of the income comes from the federal income tax. 41% of the income comes from the federal Social Security tax. And when I was, before I retired, and the last time I paid Social Security, which was probably at least 5 years ago, I paid up into almost $100,000, $85,000, and that was around $14,000 a year. So a little bit better than $1,000 a month went into Social Security. And then, of course, in federal income tax, you know, that went on forever. I paid about $106,000 that one particular year just in federal income tax.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that when you talk about the money that the military spends, out of all of the money, okay? Social Security is a private tax that people are paying all on their own, 42%. The government is bringing in, if you took 42% of, say, $2.5 trillion, so that's almost $1 trillion alone is coming in from Social Security. So when they say that Social Security has gone broke, you know, it's paying out probably most of what it's bringing in. But they sold a lot of the money, and it was used for other items like wars, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, well, and now they've got, what is it, $50+ trillion in you know, future liabilities for Social
Security? That's right. And, yes, minimum. And the government, and just an IOUs to the Social Security, is over $2 trillion just in IOUs that they've taken out alone.
You know, what they should do is they should actually start a war and just send old people to fight.
Well, you got a good point there.
That'd solve their problems.
That would solve a lot of problems, wouldn't it?
Well, the thing is,
healthcare costs, Social Security costs.
I'm getting up there. Pretty soon I'll be on the front
line.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go broke, guys. This is obvious. Somebody's not going to get paid. I don't know who it is. It ain't going to be Ray, because I invested in them.
Well, that's just it. We aren't going broke. I think you and I are fine, Ray. It's the
federal government.
I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's true. Yeah. You can't satisfy all your customers.
Well, I agree that you can't, but I think that when it comes to, you know, I think that you should bend over backwards, too, because...
You should. That's good customer service.
It solves problems.
But if you're bending over backwards for someone who just continues to scream at you and not appreciate your efforts, then, you know,
well,
throw them out of the damn store.
Fictitious person, yeah.
Right. Well, I've done it. Those people are real. I've worked retail, and those people exist. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops less costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, dial in toll free, and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. We've got news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email or Twitter or Facebook or any one of the above. It's your choice. You can go, can you say the above on the radio? Because it's not like text.
Yeah, I think so.
No. Anyway, any one of the aforementioned.
Yeah,
how about that?
Right. Yeah.
So news.freetalklive.com. You go there, get signed up. It's all completely free.
I'm willing to give you a license to do that.
I mean, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people just like you who have to know what it takes to win, to how to move the judge, to get evidence, to to put in motions, things like that. You can check out Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. It works for both plaintiffs or defendants. It's so easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. If you're going to go to court, one thing you need to do is you can't just stand by and let the government get away with everything. So you need to take them to court. If you're going to go to court, likely you don't have, attorneys cost a lot of money. Jurisdictionary.com makes it so that you don't have to necessarily pay for them. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with your phone calls and go to David in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to ask Mark, because I've heard he said he votes, and he said that he was registered as a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
That's accurate so far?
Yes.
And I was just curious, because I don't know. Most Republicans don't like gay people, and most Republicans, what was the other? Oh, they aren't anti-war so much. So I was just wondering what makes him a Republican, and I wish more Republicans were like him.
I think part of them not being anti-war is them being apologists for Republican candidates. And which is, you know, you see the exact same thing happening. If someone is a Democrat, they might be anti-war, but if their candidate is doing it, they're going to make excuses for them. They're going to, no, I don't like what he's doing, but, you know, well, now that we're in there, we have to win. So,
right.
You know, people say that. People said that for Bush at the time. And like, yeah, he made a mistake. We shouldn't have gone in. But now that we're there, we got to win. And they're saying the same thing about Obama.
Yeah, but a lot of Republicans seem to have a real bloodlust, like a real...
Oh, yeah. The real police state, you know, the police state, the most intrusive, aggressive aspects of government, like the Republicans who will talk liberty all the time, that's the stuff that they are the most apologetic for, which is really, you know, hypocritical.
So, you know, I've been a Republican, you know, most of my adult life, you know, when I started thinking about these things, that was the position I took. And I was, you know, the Rush Limbaugh kind of Republican for quite some time. I was in support of going in, you know, after Saddam Hussein and for Osama bin Laden. Both of these I was in support of. Now, I changed my mind at some point. I realized that, you know, not only can the government not handle every, you know, all the issues that I didn't think it could handle as a Republican, but it couldn't really handle any of them very well. So I'm a relatively recent convert within the last half a decade or so to the sort of anti-war ideas. And, you know, I agree with your assessment of what Republicans think. I've never really had a problem with gay people because I knew them and, you know, I didn't, you know, that's not an issue for me. And I think that many young Republicans tend to feel this way. Dale, you're gay and you were ran as a Republican politician
in California.
Well, you
were in prison for a while, so.
Yeah, well.
Interesting. Yeah, right, I'm sorry.
So, you know, that's you know, it means nothing to me. I don't want to see pictures, but it's all fine. So, what was the question?
Did he answer your question, David?
Oh, I was just wondering, what is it that makes him a Republican? Okay. Oh, there's another issue that's like a total Republican issue, and that is the abortion issue. And I am under the impression you're also not on the towing the Republican line on that either.
Well, I am pro-life. I just don't believe that there's any point in legislating it. I think that we've seen what life looks like in the United States and the rest of the world, honestly, when you legislate against abortion, and I think that that's an ugly scene. I don't think people should do it, but I don't think people should do a lot of things that I don't think should be illegal.
That's me too. I think what you're talking about is why do they seem to be predominantly anti-gay and anti a lot of certain things, and the whole religious right getting involved with the Republican Party. There's a sort of a history there that started with Bush 1, right after Reagan. Reagan kind of, you know, the religious right was very, you know, he really appealed to them, but he really wasn't pushing all that stuff legislatively. If you look at the, you know, what was happening legislatively under Reagan and everything, there wasn't that much happening in that arena yet. It was Bush 1 decided to milk that, and what it did was it got him sidewalk warriors, you know. It got him people who were willing to bust their behinds for his campaign. And that's really where the religious right comes in for the Republican Party, is you get to find someone who's super, super passionate about a few issues and just, you know, just kind of throw them a bone so that they will put door knockers up and call people and donate money and things like that. Their voting block is actually it's not that big a deal, but it's a block of people that's super passionate. If you don't appease them on certain things, then they won't do all that stuff.
So, Mark, to come back to the question, though, why are you a Republican?
Okay, so here's the short answer. I feel like within the political processes, I try to be a very practical individual. I believe within the political process today that you're going to be more effective by allying yourself with a party. I am never going to be a convincing Democrat. No one's ever going to believe it. I just, the way I talk, the way I act, the issues that are important to me, I am not a convincing Democrat. The Republicans, many of them that I talk to on these lists, you know, they don't think I belong in their party either. And I understand why they believe that. When we talk about national issues on a national scope, yeah, that, you know, I don't belong there. But on local and state issues where Republicans have a difficult time putting guns in the hands of bureaucrats, well, I tend to agree on a lot of stuff because I do want smaller government in the state of New Hampshire, and I want lower taxes and things like that. So the reason that I registered Republican rather than being, you know, no stated party or something like that, which is what they call it here in New Hampshire, was because I want to be able to run for the Republican Party apparatus. I feel that I can have the most effect for the least amount of invested time within the party itself.
Well, the good news is that up here, as part of the Free State Project, we've got people who've come in and have gotten involved in both the Republican and the Democratic parties. So eventually what we may end up have happening, and I think this has actually happened on the Republican side, is where two Free Staters will end up running against one another in some sort of, I don't know, whether it be an election for a party position or an election for an actual elected position. That's a good situation to have happen, where there are so many liberty activists that are involved in one or both parties to where they are able to essentially take some sort of level of control over both of the political party apparatus. I mean, it'd be great if the libertarians could have a shot, but in most places, it's impossible.
First, you've got to build the Libertarian Party, then you know, have some kind of shot of things happening. They've been trying to build Libertarian parties all over the United States. You know, I'm just not interested in doing that. The parties already exist.
I got to say too that a lot of the people who are politically active in the Free State Project here, I've heard this many times, and I have come to believe that there's a lot of truth to it. That the Republicans in New Hampshire really are a different. In general, they're a lot different than the national Republicans.
The Democrats are different here, too. I
yeah.
mean, a lot of them own guns, just as an example.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I would say the Republicans here are not so much religious right Republicans. They really are, you know, less intrusive government, small government type Republicans here. They're more libertarian leaning.
So so basically the answer, Mark, is you just feel more comfortable there. It's kind of your roots.
Nobody's going to. I believe that a party is working through a party is the most efficient way to go about it. I'm never going to make a convincing Democrat to any Democrat. So
there you go, David.
There I go.
Does that help?
Thanks. Yeah, that's great. I wish there was more Republicans like him.
Well, there will be one of these days, you know, as more liberty activists move here as part of the Free State Project and more Democrats as well. Thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I registered as a Democrat recently.
So funny. A Democrat and a Republican on the same show, and either of them you can believe in their party lines.
You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LESIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LESIG for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to support this program, you can do that. You can go and shop with us, actually. Amazon, you know them, the world's largest internet retailer. Well, you probably have already bought things from Amazon if you've ever been on the internet before. And you know, it's a great experience. I mean, they've got great prices, a huge selection, and free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. They even offer used items as well. And we've got a special portal that we've set up that when you enter through, it actually allocates a portion of your purchase price to go to Free Talk Live. So when you're going to shop at Amazon, just remember to enter through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the Free State Project. Porkfest 2011 is coming up. It's going to be June 20th through the 26th, and it's going to be an absolute blast. There are going to be all kinds of reasons to show up, but the number one reason is to be with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, and it looks like we're going to do the whole week at this point, so that's going to be pretty cool. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more or look for it on Facebook. And, of course, the Free State Project brings you the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging on New Hampshire in order to get active and achieve liberty in our lifetime, or get as darn close as we can. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that as we go to your phone calls and talk to, I believe we have Liberty in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Liberty.
Hello, yes, hi. This is Liberty BG Ordeal. How are you?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I wanted to talk about the weapon system called Star Wars.
Okay.
It was dubbed by Reagan as the Star Wars weapon system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually the Black Wars weapon system. And what it is, it's black operations, and what they call them is PSYOPs, psychological operations. And I've done, absolutely. I've done 5 years of in-depth research, and I used everyone's information that I could find, and I went and I logged on to most of the institutes around the world, and all I had to do was just translate the site with Google Translator. I don't know if I could say Google, but I went ahead and said it anyway. And it gave me plenty of scientific information, and I just took day and night, just kept studying and studying, and I found information that will absolutely blow your mind. You will not forget this information.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I guess.
Hit me.
Okay, the bottom line for the psychological operation and the use of scalar electromagnetic current weapons on every single human, animal, plant, and being on the entire face of the planet is to create the perfect bioengineered creature of many types.
Let me see if I'm following you here. You're saying that there's some sort of plot to zap people with some kind of a weapon from a satellite and create a new creature from that?
Algorithms. What they did was they collected the algorithms, and with the collection of algorithms are language, they're linguistics, and it went into an interface. All the information was live streamed into an interface.
Did they collect them through the satellite? The satellite beamed them down and shoot the now exactly what shot the logarithms back up?
They call it a Twix.
A Twix?
That's like the old word, old espionage type word, and that word means send and receive. So as soon as they were able to put a satellite on the ground,
By definition, you cannot have a satellite on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's called black operations. What they do,
can you define for me what an algorithm is? Because I know the definition of an algorithm. I want to hear your definition of it.
The algorithms are the languages of anything that can speak a language. For example,
That's not what an algorithm is.
You'd think after five years of in-depth research, you would have learned what an algorithm is.
Mathematics, computer science, and other areas, an algorithm is an effective method for solving a problem. It's like formula for something.
Exactly. It's a formula for language.
Wrong.
No, but I'm using the same way the military uses it on their military websites. And that's why I wanted to keep it as their language. Because when the regular, normal, everyday public goes on there, they get a certain type of information, and
let's
it's not
get back
clear.
Clearly, you're not.
Let's redefine the word.
Wait a minute. Let's take her word for it. The military is using the word algorithm wrong.
Correct.
That's entirely believable.
They redefine the words. They give
it to you the wrong way.
I've got
more questions about exactly what you're saying happens here. You're saying that there's some sort of what you call a scalar weapon that is in a satellite that is being shot down all across the entire Earth, correct?
Correct.
What is happening at that point when whatever this weapon is shot down?
At that point, let's say it's a neurotransmitter. So say it's inside of your body. Because I'm going to make it smaller. I'm going to bring in the scope and make this smaller so that you did understand that it's all about disinform. So you get a certain amount of information, and it's a certain amount of information.
You aren't making sense yet. A neurotransmitter is like a chemical in your brain.
So say it hits a neurotransmitter. The neurotransmitter itself is a part of the cell, and when the neurotransmitter speaks, it can actually speak. It transmits this little wave inside, and it's actually called a wav, but let's call it a wave. It puts out this wave, this signal, an electronic signal, and that's picked up through the electromagnetic stream that's naturally in the air, correct?
I don't know what you're talking about.
They don't really get that far out of your head, no. It's not a strong enough signal to go back up to a satellite.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Not even close.
Not unless I wear my little...
You can get a little bit of, when they put those electrodes right on your skin, you can pick up some,
waves. Yeah, that's why I said...
But not to a satellite.
Scalar,
it's not that strong.
Yeah, no, wait, hold on. I'm telling you that it's not what we think it is. It's quantum. They're using quantum science. So every time
all the rules have changed.
Yeah.
It's quantum.
Yeah.
Now,
the great thing about talking about quantum science is most people haven't studied it, and so you can't really. So you can claim all kinds of things with quantum science.
Look, what I
and
found
no
out
was in it.
We have about a minute left to find out what kind of critter.
Yeah, you got a minute to get it out.
I have to hear about the critter.
Quantum science. With the quantum science.
No, I don't want to hear about quantum science. I want to hear about the critter they're making.
Yeah, there's no time to explain how it works. Critter. It's the critter.
Focus like a scalar weapon and answer the question.
The scalar weapon picked up the algorithms, which is the language, and spewed it all into an electronic interface, collected it, threw it into cells, spliced the cells of anything and everything they could find. I can tell you what it is. But and they've created, look, if you look up DARPA Super Soldier, it kind of gives you an idea. So they've created these beings that now have cells that can live forever, okay?
Wow. Where are
That's
they?
What they now, did with our algorithms.
Now, you're saying you're saying you got this information off of public websites, military public websites?
I went to every website I could find.
Yeah.
Military,
bad Star
public,
Trek episode.
Scientists. The scientists, every
why
website
they,
I could find.
Why do they need to put a weapon on a satellite in order to accomplish goal of...
If they can make those cells talk, those cells will tell them what they do. So if it's in your brain, it's telling you what it does.
Saying. It's so crazy.
It's talk. It's neuro-linguistics programming. It's what a cell
you
says.
Are just,
cell
you, what, basically
this is what talk
doing,
radio hell looks like.
Basically, what you're doing sounds like, Mark. But what you're,
you
what you're doing is you're just throwing out science-y sounding terms, and you're kind of just linking them all together with no actual code.
There's not going to be time for more, thank God.
No, I'm sorry.
Thank God the break's coming.
There really isn't. There isn't a group of super soldiers out there that can live forever that's been created by DARPA through a satellite that shot it down, and then your neurotransmitters.
I dare you to look
just
it up online.
Years of in-depth
I dare
research.
You.
Yeah, no.
Mark, you just need to find yourself. It's on there. It's on there. Genes that live
here's
forever.
What I'd suggest.
I'm not going to look it up.
Go outdoors. Get a
I
breath of fresh air.
I do not find it compelling.
Get out of the basement. Put the computer mouse down. Put the phone down. Go outside. Get a breath of fresh air, and everything's going to be okay.
Get on with your life.
Thanks for the call.
Stop stressing. Stop freaking out about the waves being beamed down. I think we need a tinfoil hat for this.
What else would you use it for?
Down. Get to keep this stuff out of our brains so we don't get turned into a DARPA super soldier.
We should be so lucky.
Apparently,
taking our algorithms and turning us, making their own super soldiers.
Don't forget the neuro-linguistic programming as well.
Someone gets obsessed with stuff like that, I wonder what it is in their lives that they're trying to avoid dealing with.
Boy, I don't know.
Because they go into this other world of exploring these
I wonder how they
bizarre otherworldly things that have no relevance in society. What are they avoiding?
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. Hour number two, and you don't have to be coherent. Hour number two is next. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.